my heart to do this really quickly. We're going to do an altar call at your seat. And what we're going to do is we're going to pray. I want you to pray and get totally right between you and God, so that when I preach on these reprobate things, Satan won't eat at you with condemnation. He won't tell you, oh, she's talking about you or this, that, or the other. So there's this awesome gift of repentance. And every day, and actually every minute when you get sensitive to the Holy Spirit, He shows you when you're missing it, even in your thinking or whatever, that you can repent and turn from it. And so before I start this preaching, I just want everybody to close their eyes. And I want you to know that there's no condemnation in Christ. I want you to know that you can get right back in the perfect will of God when you mean it. And you ask God to take you back, and you ask Him to forgive you, and you ask Him to forgive you for running from Him or from sinning against Him or for going back to the things in the past that you knew that were wrong, and thank Him that He's still always there drawing you back to Himself. What an awesome God. So, Father, right now we just come before You. And, Lord, we just bring every shortcoming before You, Lord, every area of our life that Satan could beat on us right now with, and tell us we're not good enough, and tell us that You couldn't still love us, and tell us that we've messed up too much. And Father, right now we bring all those things to the cross. And Lord, we just see the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for those sins. And we thank You, God, that we're forgiven. We thank You, God, that we can have a brand new start right now. Some of you need a brand new start right this minute. You need to just wipe away the last 4 or 5 months or the last year. You need to just wipe away maybe 5 or 6 years since you walked with the Lord. Some of you need to just ask Him to totally cover all your sin. You never had a revelation of the true gospel before to the degree that He's given it to you tonight, that He died for your unrighteousness. He died because of your wickedness. He died because of the reprobate spirit that was released upon the earth and that we bought into. And tonight, we have the awesome privilege of being made whole by the Holy Spirit, of being brought into the kingdom of God, or being restored in that kingdom if we've been backslidden. And so, Father, we thank You right now. I want you all to say with me, Lord Jesus, forgive us for those things we've done against You. Lord, the areas where we went back to sin. The areas we didn't go after healing. And the enemy's hurt us with those. Lord, we ask You to forgive us. And we thank You for dying for our sins. And that there's no condemnation in You. And as of this minute, because I really believe in You, Jesus. I believe You paid for my sin. And that Your Holy Spirit can heal me and deliver me. That I'm full of hope. And the lies of the devil have been broken. You do love me. You do forgive me. And I thank You for that. And I just ask for Your help, and Your mercy, and Your grace, to walk in freedom that You paid for. In Jesus' name, amen. It's really nice preaching to a group who's all right with God. Okay, let's turn to Romans, and I'm going to go over this fast because we've been doing this for quite a while, so I'm not going to go over all the scriptures again. We've already talked about most of